Welcome to Rendezvous de Cajun. I'm Vincent Fontenot, United States National Park Ranger here in Eunice, Louisiana. And this program, the only one of its kind, is brought to you by Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the Cajun French Music Association. Yay! John R. Gilry Allstate Insurance. And a special endowment from the Best Stop Supermarket in Scott, Louisiana. That's the Best Stop. And I wanted to make a special welcome to our newest member, our newest ranger here in Eunice, Sam Brady and his wife, Mary. And Sam will be alternating with me starting next Saturday. We're going to throw him up here and see what he does. And tonight we've got some great Cajun music lined up for you. And we got the birthday girl herself, Cheryl Cormier. She'll be 39 again and again. Right, Cheryl? <Yeah. laughs> And your host tonight, your friend and my good buddy, Ray Landry, will be out here to host for you. So, without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to Cheryl Cormier and her Cajun sound.
Birthday girl herself, Ms. Cheryl Cormier. You know, actually, we have a lot of things in common, Cheryl and I. We actually come from the same part of town, almost. I'm actually much older than her by 2 days, I'm thinking.
Yep.
So we're actually celebrating. Actually, for the last 4 or 5 years, we've been celebrating our birthday together. We both decided that this year, this is going to be the last year that we're going to celebrate a birthday. We're not counting anymore. So after this year, we're not getting any older than we are. That's right, Ben.
I don't want to ever be 60 some more again.
Listen, and welcome.
This year.
Welcome to Cheryl Cormier's Cajun Orchestra. up on stage here. All the way on the other side, all the way from Canada. All the way from Canada, Louisiana. Jesse Del Cheesy. The bass player right next to him, a guy I've been knowing almost all of my adult life. We played softball together. We played a game called volleyball together for years and years and years for at 4 o'clock in the morning. Mr. Jimmy Uze on bass.
Yes, yes. And we've been doing this for 69 years. So I don't look 69, right?
That's right. Okay, okay. On drums in the back, Russell Jr. My buddy, Mr. Isaac Miller on steel guitar. Joel Savoie on fiddle. And of course, the man himself, Mr. Russell Cormier Sr. on vocals. And the queen herself, Miss Cheryl Cormier, the queen of the Cajun accordion. Cheryl has brought with her tonight some young Cajun musicians that she's helping to mentor from the jam session. Mrs. Zach Fusilier is going to be up here after a while. Another young, excellent accordion player, Mr. Jacob LeBlanc, is going to be here. And a newcomer, a new kid on the block, Mr. Ethan Earhart, will be his first professional performance tonight. Is going to be here in a little bit. He had to go take a couple of drinks of whiskey. He was nervous back there, so he's not taking any chances. We'd like to do something called Arrache-toi d'ici, moi je veux plus te voir. Get out of here, I don't want to see you anymore.
Yeah.
dancers. Merci beaucoup.
You know, there are some entertainers out there that, they play music to satisfy the general public for sure. And there are some musicians that play for the crowd. And there are other musicians that play for themselves. In other words, they're going to play what they want. And if the people dance, it's fine. If they don't dance, it's still fine. And one of the things that Dewey Balfour told me years and years ago, he says, you know, you can play a song, and then if you see the dance floor, and everybody gets on the dance floor, well, then you play that song all the time. But if you play a song and hardly anybody dances to it, but the band likes to play, well, then you'll play that. You play it at your house. You don't play it at a dance. And it's those, the reason I'm having to explain myself on all of that is that that last song, Marche Vue Poudoir, I Don't Want to See You Anymore, if you want to get the people on the dance floor, you play that song. There's a couple of waltzes out there, like, of course, the old favorite, Jolie Blonde for sure. Saturday Night Waltz is another great one. Chateau Toot's another great one. And then Marche Vue Poudoir is one of the greatest dance songs. It's pretty evident, all the people that was dancing. She wasn't into the second chorus, and everybody was on the dance floor already. So having said that, Cheryl, you know, you have 50 songs here. That's not going to be enough for tonight, Marsha. So let's play something. One of my favorites, actually, that was made famous by Joel's dad, something called L'Anse au Pie. Giuseppe D'Alonso Pie.
Thank you.
One of my favorites for sure. I can remember the very first time I heard that song on the radio. I was totally amazed at the accordion playing on that song there, and Cheryl does equally a great job on that. So, you know, some people... some people become famous by many things, you know, playing Cajun music all over the world and stuff. And then they also become famous in their songwriting ability. The next song is such a song that was written by the Queen herself some years ago. And contrary to popular belief, it has nothing to do with Russell, her husband. Even though the name of the song is called La Bouteille, the bottle. I'd like to... So we're going to play that song now. Cheryl Cormier on the accordion and Russell singing it, La Bouteille.
Don't believe that, Nori. Thank you, dancers. Merci beaucoup.
Another one of those songs that'll fill a dance floor for sure. You know, with Cheryl celebrating her birthday today, we actually have a cake large enough to give everybody a piece of birthday cake. Yeah, so the thing to do is to go buy a whole lot of Coke and soft drinks and some popcorn, and that way when you get the dessert, you can really like it. It's actually, it's about... it's going to take about 15 people to bring that cake out after a while. So, and we're going to cut each and every one of you a little slice. It might be about this big, but everybody's going to get a piece.
No candles, though. We don't want no fire. There ain't going to be no candles, huh?
No candles. Remember, I said Cheryl was as old as I was. If we put that many candles on the cake, we would set off the smoke detector, detectors, I'm thinking. That wonderful song that you just heard a while ago was a song written, like I said, about Cheryl. La Bouteille, one of her most requested songs for sure, one of my favorites. Another song that was recorded by Carl, oh yeah, no, it was Ricky Beer. C'est ça qui fait les Cajuns danser. Or, c'est ça qui fait les Cajuns danser. That's what makes the Cajun dance. And they just came up with that song not too long ago. I think High Performance came out with it. Is that right? And then, so we'd like to play you that song right now. What makes the Cajun dance?
Yeah.
C'est
ça qui fait les Cajuns danser. That's what made the Cajun dance. That's for sure.
Yeah, Ray, I'd like to make an announcement. On that cake being served here, we have several people who has a birthday in the month of March. Besides myself, Mr. Ray Landry, of course, like we said, he said earlier. Russell Cormier Jr.'s birthday. Mr. Isaac Miller Jr.'s birthday. All their names on the cake. And my little nephew, who's here with us tonight in the red shirt, wherever, in the front there. We call him J.A., but most people call him Joe. His birthday was March the 10th. So we're happy to be able to have y'all have some of our...
But they sure have a lot of good people born in March.
A lot of some of our people's cake.
If it wouldn't have been for the month of March, I don't know what we would have done.
That's it.
We wouldn't be having no fun up here. You know, Cajun musicians in general, as a whole, have to be some of the nicest folks you're ever going to want to meet. I know that that's for sure.
Thank you, Ray.
And Cheryl, for sure. Absolutely. And having said that, you know, we have it used to be a literal jam session at Vermilionville. It's not a literal jam session anymore. It's sort of like a big, big jam session. We love it. And you can never tell. One of the things I always said about the jam session in Lafayette at Vermilionville is that you can never tell who you're going to sit next to at the jam sessions. You know, we sit next to company presidents that we didn't know who are musicians, specifically, excuse me, Cajun musicians. Well, anyway, a couple of years ago, this young guy comes to the jam session, and he starts playing the guitar. And it's an excellent place to learn any Cajun musician instrument that you want to learn. And so we got to know him as he became, you know, he'd ask me what the chords were for the song, and we played and stuff. And so he showed up a couple of months ago with this painting that he'd done of these two old musicians, one of them being older musicians, August Broussard. I have to correct myself. And then all of a sudden today we were having lunch at Vermilionville, and this artist, I'm going to call him an artist now, because he showed up with a painting of Cheryl. His name is Scott Bailey. And look, if this don't look exactly like the queen of the Cajun accordion right here.
Don't show your arthritis.
One thing I liked in his work, Ray, is that he made me look younger in that portrait.
You know, listen.
Yeah, that's what you like.
Listen. I was there. We were having lunch together. He showed up. He was real proud of Cheryl. He showed up with his wife and his two sons and the painting. And one of the youngest sons said, "Miss Cheryl, we have a gift for you." And unveiled this amazing painting of Cheryl Cormier. And his name is Scott Bailey. So, and that's actually painting is his hobby. So he said he was going to be listening tonight. So I hope he is. Wonderful, wonderful artist.
Thanks again, Scott.
Where's your picture?
Don Moore and Art Chance. Give me another chance, yeah. That's what Russell keeps saying. Give me another chance, Russell. After I wrote the bottle, give me another chance.
We have a lot of our jammers, a few jammers in here with us tonight that we saw today.
That's going to be performing later on. Absolutely, yes.
If you were at the jam today, let me hear you. All right.
That was everybody. I don't remember seeing all you folks there. Don Moore and Art Chance. Give me another chance.
Don Moore and Art Chance. Come on, Moore, drive it. J'ai cassé ton cœur. A deux et demi qu'après cassé. Je me regrette. Oh, et toi, tu t'aperçois. Je promets de pas faire ça encore. Oh, s'il vous plaît, donne-moi une autre chance. j'ai cassé ton cœur. Altas il mien capre cassé. Oh, oh, moi je me regrette. Oh, et toi tu t'aperçois. Te promets pas faire ça encore.
You know, I know that most of you are familiar with the life and times of Cheryl Cormier and Russell and Cheryl Cormier. Back in the day, you know, Cheryl's mom and dad were both Cajun musicians. There were some Gilbos, and that's where, for sure, where she learned and has the ability to play Cajun music, because she was raised in the music all her life. But when she decided to play Cajun music professionally, there were some young men back in the day, people like Blackie Forestier, that gave her a break and allowed her, would go get her out in the audience because he knew how good she was while he was playing, and then she would perform, thus learning stage presence and learning how to control sort of a crowd, a dance crowd and stuff. And then she decided, well, I'm gonna start my own band. And we all know back in the day that women musicians in Cajun music just wasn't thought of. It's not that it wasn't allowed, it just wasn't thought of. They wouldn't even come out and play. They wouldn't get a chance to come at a restaurant or a dance hall and have a chance to play. It was just, that's the way it was. We saw our mistake for sure with all the women musicians we have today. She not only did that, she not only told Russell, I'm going to stop being a hairdresser and I'm going to play music professionally. And right after that, after we picked Russell up off the floor, after she told him that, she did something, I don't know how to explain it, either worse than that or better than that. She started an all-girl Cajun band. It wasn't only, well, we don't allow the women to play, so we're not going to allow the whole band of women to play, that went all over the United States playing and representing our culture. And as you see the results of that, you see why today she is in the Cajun Culture Hall of Fame. She's in the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. And you go right across the street at the CFMA Hall of Fame, there's a big old picture of Cheryl holding her accordion. She's in the CFMA Hall of Fame as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you know, she's, of course, I know, I'm with her every chance I get. We play music a lot together. We together every Saturday with Russell's approval at the jam session because he comes. You know, we end up talking and conversing about a lot of things in the music and in the culture. And I know a lot about her life from talking to her, but we all do know that she had some health problems not too long ago and had to sort of just stop playing because she wasn't feeling up to it. And so she sold her accordion and sold all her sound system and everything, and all of a sudden she started feeling better. And then, well, she starts deciding that she's going to start playing Cajun music again, and to our benefit for sure. And now she has scheduled a European trip that's going to cover almost all of about 2 or 3 months of the end of this year. So there she goes again on the road, representing our culture and our music. And Cheryl is always ready to give a spot or give a word of encouragement to a young musician. And she, listen, if you know her like I know her, she will tell you like it is, Cheryl. Excuse me. If you are good, she can let you know. If you're not good, she can let you know that too. She can tell you to go home and practice just a little bit. You want to say something, Marsha?
Yes, I want to thank the musicians for working with me. Mr. Isaac Miller Jr. on steel, of course. Like Bray introduced the band to y'all, Jesse D. Mr. What's your name, boy?
Jimmy Uze.
I'm Gary's daddy.
Gary's daddy. He flew into Bro Bridge last night.
My arms hurt.
Jimmy Uze, my son Russell Cormier Jr., of course, Mr. Joel Savoy. I'm honored. I'm going to be playing in Dieppe, New Brunswick area, and so happened with the band from here, and Joel's going to be in Canada at the same time in Newfoundland.
Newfoundland,
and he's going to come out and work with us on fiddle out in Dieppe, New Brunswick, whatever. And we're honored. Always glad to have you. And from there, Russell and I is going to leave and go to from Halifax to London for the rest of that whole long month.
That's a honeymoon that you're.
But it's an honor, and it's because of the musicians that I'm able to do this that has helped me in the past and helping me now. But most of all, because of y'all out there supporting the culture and the music. Let me hear y'all.
That's right.
Thank y'all so much.
And, of course, her friend for so many years, Miss Isaac Miller on steel guitar. T'as oublié ton ami, Isaac Miller on.
Isaac Miller. And then maybe it might just be the first Cajun sound musician.
Pine Point, Pointe au Pin. Thank you. Pointe au plein. I'm gonna help him right here. We're going to have our first young musician come up in about a minute or so. So he's going to just give us a little dead air, probably only about a minute by the time it's we're going to get all set up. One of the things, it's like I told you, you never know who you're going to sit next to at a jam session because all kind of musicians come. And so one day I had this young guy show up at the jam session, and you can always tell when they're, I got to put this painting in the front so I don't knock that thing down. When he's a young, new accordion player, because what you're gonna get is mom and dad, Nanan and Paran, and in Ethan's case, his grandfather and his grandmother, who's a lifelong friend of mine. When he showed up over there, I said, "Wow, Danny, he's a retired cop and I'm a retired firefighter in Lafayette. We worked for years and years together, him and I." And then so a young kid comes up and he starts playing the accordion, and there he is for his first professional debut, Mr. Ethan Earhart. Look, you're gonna like him. I loved him the first time I heard him play. There's his dad with the big old phone, and his mom, and his little sister.
They got the big phone. Oh, okay.
The whole family's there. So what are we gonna do first?
I'll never see her again by Gino Deliflos.
I will never see her again. Va jamais te voir encore. By Gino Deliflos. Hold on, take a deep breath. And look, listen, wait, hold on. I can feel his heart.
That's his shoulder, Ray.
But then his grandfather Danny said his dad is more nervous than him. And that's probably right. You know, listen, he's been playing for, he said he'd been practicing for about 2 or 3 years, but really playing serious for the past 6 months. I got him to come at the Jennings accordion contest, and he was great. He didn't win, but that's only his first try, folks. Va jamais te voir encore. I'll never see you again, Mr. Gino Deliflos. By Gino Deliflos, Mr. Ethan Earhart.
He is pharmacy for my favorite. He is pharmacy for my market. He is pharmacy for my favorite. He is pharmacy for my market. He is pharmacy for my favorite. Thank you.
Let me tell you, Cheryl comes behind me. She said, "Il est pas honte." No, il est pas honte, pas du tout. Shame is not the word. He's gonna give it a try. And he was stomping. Actually, he wasn't stomping his feet. He was that nervous. His foot kept going. It just so happened that his foot was tapping to the music. You know what's one of the nice things about young musicians like that when they come to the jam session. In the early days, especially in the beginning, is that he just played Gino Delafosse, but he did it in Cajun French. But he can also do some Ara Lejeune songs, so he's about ready to do one. And then Russell's going to sing one. Did we decided you were going to do La Vaza Pont d'Amour, the Love Bridge Waltz, is what you're going to do? So please, let's hear it for Ethan Earhart, La Vaza Pont d'Amour, the Love Bridge Waltz.
Hey, my leader, where
This is Ethan Earhart.
Thank you, baby. You know, it's such a pleasure to watch those young guys come up there and play that Cajun music like it should be played, for sure. One of the things that we are so lucky for, again, is that we have at the jam session, I keep talking about the jam session because I have a jam session every Saturday. Everybody knows that. So I get these young musicians to come up and play. And I see them grow in the music every Saturday. They get better and better and better. They're not only satisfied with playing one instrument. They're playing all of the instruments on the bandstand. They play bass, they play accordion, they play guitar, they play drums, they play whatever it takes. They just don't want to sit and not play anything while someone else is playing. And that's a good philosophy on music. You want to say something, Moshe?
Sure. I want to. I have my little nephew that's here to my late brother, and this little guy right here, Zach Fuseli, is related to, him too, is related to his mama, to my sister-in-law, Cynthia. Yeah, they're related to...
Peut-être avant si tu finis avant toi être parent, peut-être, tu peux jamais dire. Je connais, il y a un tas de monde qui est parenté avec les Cormiers.
Mais moi, je suis pas un Cormier, non.
Mais je connais
I'm
ça.
I'm a Kilbo, Bobo.
Je connais
Don't
ça.
Forget that.
Excuse-moi, madame. Excuse-moi. You got to watch. You know, we all know that a lot of them Cormiers jumped the fence back in the day. Did I really say that? I have some quarter Cormier blood. My grandfather was a Cormier for sure. And
yeah, he was talking about himself. Yeah.
No. Listen, the reason I was seeing all this stupid stuff is that. You know, when Cheryl and I were invited by the National Park Service, Jean Lafitte National Park Service, to perform in a CD. The name of the CD is called From One Generation to the Next. They were featuring older musicians and younger musicians playing together. We knew right off the bat when Cheryl and I spoke that we were going to get a young fiddle player to come and participate. And we didn't have to look far because we both thought of the same guy at the same time to perform with us on that CD. You can only buy it at the National Park Service. But on that CD with Cheryl and I is Mitch Reed, Claudia Wood, and no one other than Zach Fuseli on fiddle. Then we have his cousin who started coming to the jam session, and every time I saw him, it was better and better. Until I got him to participate in that Jennings accordion shootout, Mardi Gras Saturday. And he won second place, but he won $100, played three songs. It's a Jacob LeBlanc on accordion. Do y'all want to do the units two step? You want to do the two? Which one y'all want to do? Okay. We're going to do Toi qui veux la chanter? J'étais au bal hier soir, I went to the dance last night.